Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
David Poyle joins us. Preds at Tampa Bay tonight, 6:30 on Fox Sports Tennessee. Predators GM David Poyle, how are you?
I'm good. Should be a good game tonight. Obviously, I look at the standings, and right now we're the two top teams in the league, which always happy about that. So they've been playing really good. They've been scoring lots of goals. So looks like Pekka Rinne is going to be back in net for us. So it should be an interesting night tonight.
So Pekka is back in net tonight. That's a great note there. UC Saros, what did you learn about him throughout his extended opportunity for him to play?
Well, you know, it's hard to believe it. He's been here, you know, 2.5 years, and the fact that he had never played, back-to-back starts with Pekka being here, I guess you'd say that's a great insurance policy to have with Pekka always ready to go or on the bench. And as we all say, it's one thing to be number two. It's another thing to be number one. So, you know, in a short period of time, he got to play 4 games in a row, and I think he did really well. He's, again, our record is good on the road, but I think when you have a good record on the road, you got to give your goaltender some credit, and he's undefeated on the road this year. So I thought he did a real good job. I mean, I think it is sort of, if there was any doubt, it kind of solidified us that, you know, whenever the opportunity and the time is, and Pekka is no longer here, whether that's hopefully a long time, I think we've got a really good goalie and another number one in our pipeline with UC Saros.
You know you're relevant as a team when you have a lot of rivals out there and other rivalries forming, and that's what the Preds have right now with Vegas. I want to thank you for taking it to Vegas because I hate them. I talked about this last year. I hate that they were so good so quick, and I'm not a big fan of their fans, but that seems to be something that's growing with this fan base and this organization. You guys have a lot of relevant games that come to Bridgestone Arena that get an atmosphere like you had on Tuesday night. What do you think about that budding rivalry with that Vegas franchise?
I like the word rivalry, and as you say, it's not only with the players on the ice, but it's a little bit on the game ops, if you will, from an entertainment standpoint. When we poked a little fun at their night and their pregame ceremony with Nash kind of knocking him over with the guitar, I expect we'll see something very Tennessee-like when we go to Vegas. So that's a good start in a rivalry. The absolute best thing that could ever happen is if we play each other in the playoffs, which is probably getting to be a definite possibility with two teams that are actually very very high in the standings. So again, I really believe that they did use copy, however you want to say, a lot of the stuff that our game presentation did. You know, that's great for them. And the fact that, as you just said, they were such a good team last year, I think we would all be disingenuous if we didn't say we're a bit jealous of that instant success. So maybe it's a rivalry in the making. That would be great by me.
NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman announces tentative plans for games next year in Prague, Stockholm, Germany, and Switzerland. Stockholm and Switzerland certainly would be, I would think, eager to have you. What would you think?
I think, I don't know if it's going to be next year, year after, but I think we're certainly in line, especially, you know, with, on the Finnish end with players like Pekka Rinne and Saros, and then Sweden. We got about 6 Swedes led by, Forsberg. And then we've got, 3 Swiss players with Fiala and, Weber, and of course our captain Roman Josi. So, I'm sure our time is going to be coming pretty soon. If I had my druthers, I would like to do it like for a week to start the season. I'd like to get over there so that we could have our last part of training camp, enjoy the country, set up and start the season and come home. I think what's happening today with Winnipeg and Florida playing in Helsinki, 2 games, to me, that's a little bit more difficult with the time change and, going over there and know, it takes a couple of days in terms of getting adjusted there, then coming back. So that makes it a little bit more difficult. But I agree with you. I think we should be a team that should be asked real soon.
David Poile, Preds GM, our guest here on the Midday 180. How much fun are you having watching Forsberg right now? I know he didn't score Tuesday night, but every time he's got the puck, he's dangerous.
Oh, is he ever? He's a man. I mean, again, he's so big and powerful and so confident of his game, either as playing on the line with Joey and Arvey in terms of moving the puck around or just taking it himself and trying to go through the whole team. I mean, I think he expects to score every game, and I love that mentality.
We're not going to see Ryan Hartman score two goals in a game a lot, but he was more assertive and confident on Tuesday night, at least from my perspective. Is that the first time you've seen him play that way since you traded for him?
A little bit. Again, I think in fairness to Ryan, he was, at the end of the year, he had a shoulder situation, and then we had an operation in the offseason, and you know, he's back and he's been playing, and I'm not trying to give him a get-out-of-jail-free card, but I think there's been some, I guess, hesitation, if you will, a little bit at the beginning here, and there's nothing like having some success and, of course, in scoring those two goals that maybe give him an opportunity to realize that he is 100% and that he, you know, can contribute in many different fashions on the ice. And if you remember 2 years ago, he scored 19 goals in Chicago, and he certainly thinks that he's a 20-goal scorer. And maybe something like what happened the other night is just what the doctor ordered for Ryan. So, well, let's see what happens in the next couple of weeks with him. He's also on a new and different line, and they seem to have some chemistry. So hopefully our coach will be keeping them together for tonight and next couple of games, see if they have some magic together.
P.K. Subban leads the league in slap shots, which obviously isn't a bad thing, given how hard he shoots. Do you want him skating a little bit more, though, to attack, or are you content with him sitting back and hammering away?
Well, if he's getting lots of slap shots, that means we're in the other team's end. So I'm taking that as a positive. His shot is right up there at the top of in the league. So I don't know how many shots in total he has, how many slap shots he has, but if he's shooting the puck, somebody must be skating to get the puck to the offensive zone. I'm pretty comfortable with our top four defensemen. I mean, again, Roman, I would say, skates the puck up more than anybody else. I think Ekki and Subi probably are the next two. Ryan Ellis probably doesn't skate it as much, but on balance, I think our defense leads us into offense as much as any other team, and you know, PK certainly is a big part of that.
David Poile with us. 2 weeks ago, David, we asked you about Kevin Fiala, and we concluded then that he was frustrated. But since your visit with us, he's played in two outstanding games for sure, including the game against Vegas. Why has he not been able to consistently perform at a high level? And would you take the Fiala of Tuesday night every single night?
Inconsistency, I think that's what we talked about a couple of weeks ago, and I think that's been been sort of Kevin's MO. Again, he's the youngest player on our team, and I think there's some highs and lows in his game, and these inconsistencies are just there. I mean, the good play, then there could be a turnover, and hopefully he's learning so that, you know, you don't make the same mistake twice, in his case maybe three or four times, and you start getting some consistency. I really see him as a guy that needs to have confidence, and getting two assists last game should lead him well into this game. If he can score, he just seems to take it up a notch when that happens. He's just still a young player, and he's still figuring things out, but if you look at our forwards, to me, after Johansson, Forsberg, and Arvidsson, I would say that if I was betting on any one player to score more goals or to have more of a breakout offensively than anybody else, I would say Kevin Fiala is probably the closest to that right now.
Who had the best Halloween costume among the players?
Man, I said, do you guys see those? Those are fantastic. Wow, I thought they were all fantastic. I mean, Roman Josi, he gets some kind of makeup artist, do he? And
it's tough to recognize him if you didn't know who it was.
Yeah, Josi. I know, but some of them have been good themes and good fun. I mean, reading in the NHL stuff, it's sort of a traditional Halloween parties, but boy, they bring their A game on these for these costumes at the party. We got to get, I think the manager would get invited sometimes, don't you think?
Yeah.
You should. That's right.
You got to host a bigger and better one, and then they'll be crawling to you.
Yeah, well, I came into the office yesterday before we left, and David's dressed up as a general manager again for
now. Long streak, still going.
That's right.
David, thank you as always. We'll be watching tonight.
Okay, guys, thank you.
Thanks.
Okay,
bye-bye.
David Poile, Predators general manager, our guest, he confirmed right there. We'd seen earlier that Pekka was in the crease, the starter's crease, earlier this morning, and he will start tonight. He's back in net for the Predators.